This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin. Hey, what's going on? Aaron Chen here. Hope you're doing well. Welcome to episode 217 of the Freedom Audio Show. I hope you're doing well and safe wherever you are in the world. In this episode, I wanted to kind of reflect on, you know, the last year that's gone by. You know, we're coming into December, Christmas is around the corner, and then next thing you know, it's going to be New Year's, and then the next thing you know, it's, you know, 2022 is going to roll around. And obviously a lot of stuff has happened over the last 12 months, especially with, you know, COVID still going on. Depending on where you live in the world, it may be good, or it may be better, or it may be still pretty bad, you know, because there, you know, at the time of recording this, there's certain parts of Europe that where the infection rates are just kind of spiking, and it's not done yet. You know, COVID's just not done yet with us. We'll probably still need to wear masks for at least another, you know, 12 or 24 months from now, unfortunately. But that's just kind of the way that the world works, you know. And in terms of income generation, there are companies still closing down. There are new opportunities opening up. There are people that are doing well. There are people that are doing badly. And it's just been a bit of a mix, you know, the last 12 months. But the one thing that I can say is that the people that are very, very focused on, you know, improving their lives, improving their skill set, improving their income overall, these are the people that have won over the last 12 months, right? And the one thing that I can say is that, you know, with all the trends and all the kind of stuff that's going on in the world, the one thing that hasn't changed is that the internet is going from strength to strength, okay? So if you're somebody who has been listening to my show for any length of time and you haven't started trying to learn how to make money on the internet, you know, then you need to be asking yourself why, all right? What is that reason? You know, why are you listening to this show but you haven't done anything about learning how to sell products through the internet? You know, it is probably the smartest thing that you can do, and that trend is not going to go away. If anything, the last 24 months, there has been a massive surge in people understanding that they need to at least replace some of their income, maybe not 100%, you know, but replace at least some of it, protect yourself a little bit, right? You know, at least have 30, 40, 50% of your overall monthly income coming from a separate source online, right? It can't just come from your day job or, you know, your part-time work or whatever it is, because we all know that, you know, COVID's going to be here for a little while. And if it's not COVID, it's going to be something else, right? It's going to be some other disease, some other infection sometime in the future, right? And we all know that you can't ever rely on your day job, because things change. The world changes. Economies change. Things come up, right? You know, different person running your country or whatever it is, right? And these things will have a trickle-down effect on industry and whether or not you get to keep or stay in your job, right? Unfortunately, that is not up to you, right? You have very, very little control unless you take control of the situation and you learn a money-making skill set online, okay? So that's kind of the whole theme of this episode today. It's really about just looking back at the last 12 months and reflecting on, you know, what's really worked and what really hasn't, all right? And what are you doing right now in your life in order to make those changes? And usually I'll do this kind of, you know, episode in the new year, right? I usually do it in the new year, you know, in January usually is my first episode to kind of reflect on the year that's gone by. But as I'm in December, and I'm kind of, you know, just kind of reflecting on the year back, you know, why wait till January before you start making those big changes in your life, right? It should have been done already. You know, the last 24 months has been crazy. It's been a, you know, up and down, left and right for a lot of people. But if you've been doing something online, it's been very, very steady. You know, it's been very, very steady in terms of growth, because, you know, everybody's eyeballs are on the internet right now, right? And if it's not on, you know, building some sort of income online, it should absolutely be on, you know, cryptocurrency or investing, right? But that's if you have a lot of money, you know, to invest, right? And I also wanted to plant that seed a little bit in your head today. It's not a bad thing to invest in crypto. You know, in fact, it's very smart. I'm very heavy into cryptocurrency. I'm very heavy into Bitcoin, Ethereum, and a lot of altcoins as well. But that's because I've got additional resources that I can invest into crypto, all right? Now, I'm not saying don't invest anything in crypto. What I'm saying is that you should invest a little bit, you know, so that you can ride that wave. But understand that anytime you're putting money into an investment, especially cryptocurrency, right, it's not something that you can withdraw next month, you know, or next week. Because as you know, cryptocurrency crashes, right? There are cycles. And every 12 months, you know, you might see three or maybe even four crashes depending on the crypto that you buy, right? So anytime you make an investment, it should be money that you don't need tomorrow, all right? If you need that money tomorrow, you shouldn't be investing it in an investment, especially cryptocurrency, right? It's something that you should be holding on for at least the medium to long term, right? If you're buying Bitcoin, if you're buying Ethereum, if you're buying Solana, if you're buying Cardano, whatever it is, you know, you should have a medium to long term strategy. It shouldn't be money that you need next month, right? Or next week, okay? So definitely, you know, get into these things currently, because this is kind of the stage of, you know, technology and money and investment, and this is where everything's going. So definitely look at two things, right? Definitely look at you know, getting into some sort of online income building strategy. And, you know, for me and a lot of my students, it's affiliate marketing, because I still think, even till now, and you hear me talk about this over and over again, it's the most affordable, it's the most scalable, it's the most profitable online business model out there. And it's the most straightforward compared to a lot of other online business models, right? It doesn't require you to have 1,000 moving parts like a lot of online business models require, right? So definitely look into that. Okay, and if you haven't checked out my program, I highly recommend that you check it out. Just go to theinvinciblemarketer.com, right? Again, theinvinciblemarketer.com, where it's literally a 30 plus hour over-the-shoulder step-by-step training program that will teach you exactly how I built out a multiple six-figure affiliate marketing business online. It's something that you can do as well. Now, do you need multiple six figures a year? No, even if it gave you an additional $1,000 a month, how would that change your life? That's like a mortgage right there. Right? That's a small, you know, that's a huge amount of money. That could be a whole bunch of credit card bills that you can just kind of write off every single month. $1,000 is not bad, right? But imagine if it gave you an extra $3,000 a month. How different would your life look? How less stressed would you be? What if it gave you an additional $5,000 or $10,000 a month? That's life-changing income, let alone $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Does that make sense, right? So definitely spend a little bit of time there. Again, theinvinciblemarketer.com, you can check that out, right? So that's the first seed that I wanted to plant. Definitely look at building an online income, you know, not next year, just do it now. Stop what you're doing and just focus 1 to 2 hours a day on it right now, okay? The second thing is that you should definitely be looking at trends, what's going on in the world, right? Crypto is huge. And I did talk about this, you know, in just a couple of minutes ago, but it's a smart thing to put a little bit of money in, you know, what's trending right now, and crypto isn't going to be going away, right? So if you haven't done it yet, definitely put a little bit into crypto. But the first point of call is your online generating skill set, okay? That's, cryptocurrency is not gonna replace that. Crypto is not gonna make you rich in the short term, right? Because it's an investment class, right? And with any investment, it's gonna take a little bit of time, like I mentioned, right? So you definitely want to invest most of your savings into your skill set to learning how to build an online income first. And then once you've made money from your online income, take the majority of that and reinvest that into crypto or whatever investment. And that is really the wealth cycle, okay? The wealth cycle is to get you out of your day job. So take some of your savings from your day job, from your salary every month, invest that into your online generating skill set so that you can then make more money. You can create your online income generating machine, and then you can take money from that and then invest that into investments, whether that is cryptocurrency, whether that's property, you know, whether that's ETFs, whether that's mutual funds, you know, whether that's another income generating skill set, you know, whether that's you know, writing books and getting income from that over the long term, whatever you want, right? But that's how it should be done. It shouldn't be, you know, taking your money from your salary and investing all of that into crypto, because you're not going to see that money for a long time, right? And then you're still going to be on that hamster wheel for a long time. A much more immediate approach is to take, you know, 10, 20, 30% of your salary savings every month and invest that in an online generating skill set so that you can then make a lot more money quicker, right? You know, again, it's not going to be instant, but it'll take you, you know, between 6, 12, 24 months, right? But you're going to make way more money that way than, you know, putting all of that into crypto. Okay, I hope that makes sense, right? So a couple of themes in this episode today, but you know, this is what I've seen over the last 12 to 24 months, and that hasn't changed. In fact, if anything, this is going to get stronger. So number one is the internet, right? So that's something that you want to invest in very, very heavily, okay? The second thing is investment vehicles like cryptocurrency. Definitely, you know, a good thing to be looking at, but it's got to be the right timing, okay? It's got to be when you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency. You know, don't put the money that you don't have into that, because again, you can't access that money straight away. You can, but the markets might tank. You know, you might lose 45% tomorrow in Bitcoin, because that's kind of how the cryptocurrency market works, okay? So it's a good thing to look at, but you have to be ready for it. I hope that makes sense. So a couple of seeds that I wanted to plant in your head today, but I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you take action, okay? Don't sit around, don't wait anymore. It just doesn't make sense to wait anymore because things are just crumbling, you know, and things aren't going to change for a while. You need to make stuff happen in your life for yourself, all right? You can't blame the markets. You can't blame the healthcare system. You can't blame whoever's running your country. You can't blame, you know, that, you know, whatever it is, right? The only person that you can blame is yourself. You need to take 100% responsibility for the results that you get in your life. Okay, you can't blame anybody else. You can't blame COVID, all right? The only person that you can blame is the person in the mirror, all right? So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Take action, and I will see you very soon in the next episode of the Freedom Audio Show. Take care. Hey, this is Aaron Chen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. If you could do me a favor and rate this episode, it would really help me a lot. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you really enjoyed it, I would really appreciate 5 stars. And listen, if you're like, Aaron, I love this stuff, but you know, how do I get started, right? How do I start building an online business? How do I start creating an income from home? Well, you may not know this, but I've got my own program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. And all you need to do is head to theinvincibleMarketer.com. And over there, you're going to get a lot of information about how you can work directly with me and start to generate, you know, real income from home, learn the real skills of learning how to sell digital products if that's something that you want to do. And listen, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.